Questions 56 through 58 refer to the following conversation. I just got the news from Jack that the directors have ordered the managers to cut our budget for this fiscal year. According to him, the cut is going to be around 30 to 40%, and everyone is going to be affected, especially the sales team.
I know. The decision was made last week, and some of the changes have already taken effect. In fact, I saw some workers installing sensors on the lights in the hallways to save electricity.
Wow. Is it that bad? I'll bet our manager is really worried about how he is going to handle all the complaints from the reps. Let's go and talk to him. I want to know what he is thinking.
Yeah, let's just hope that this cut will not affect our business too much. I am sure that there is a solution to this problem.
Number 56. Who did the man hear the news from? Number 57. Who is going to be the most affected by the news? Number 58. Why is the sensor being installed? Questions 59 through 61 refer to the following conversation.
I completely forgot that today is Rick's housewarming party. I forgot to get him a gift, and I don't think I'll have enough time after work to go shopping. I'm going to run over to the mall during lunch. Do you want to go together?
Sorry, Jean, but I am meeting someone for lunch today. Plus, I already picked up something a couple of nights ago.
I see. I guess I have no choice but to go alone then. Anyway, will you be taking your car to the party tonight?
No, I'm getting a lift with Eric. My car conked out on me last night, and it is in the garage today. I had to take the bus to work this morning. Number 59. Why is Rick having a party? Number 60. What will the woman be doing during lunch? Number 61. Why did the man use public transportation today? Question 62 through 64 refer to the following conversation.
I know that you've worked very hard the last couple of weeks preparing for the presentation, and I am sure that you will do an excellent job today. I just wanted to wish you good luck.
Thanks. I am a bit nervous right now, but at the same time, I am quite confident. I have worked very hard, and I really know my material inside out. So don't worry. I will do my best.
Actually, I feel very relieved to hear that from you. I was a bit worried that you might not be ready. Anyway, where is Mark? The traffic is quite bad at this time of the day, and I don't want to take any chances of being late.
Don't worry, Miss Wong. It usually only takes about 15 minutes to get there from here. If worse comes to worse, I can always get off and run there.
Number 62. What will the man do today? Number 63. How does the man feel? Number 64. What does the man say he will do if they get caught in traffic? Question 65 through 67 refer to the following conversation.
Sean just told me that the new accountant we hired is going to come aboard starting tomorrow. Where will he sit?
I was going to put him next to John at first, but he will be working closer with Janice, so I placed him between her and Ron.
That's good. I'll bet Janice is going to be really happy to have some of her work taken off her hands by this new guy. By the way, does this new guy have a name?
Yeah, his name is Henry Kim. He is a recent graduate student of George Brown College, and he was recommended to us by Lisa Cunningham. Number 65. What are they discussing? Number 66. Who will the new employee work closest with? Number 67. How did Henry learn about the company? Question 68 through 70 refer to the following conversation.
There seems to be some mistakes on this bill. You charged me for a movie I didn't watch. And this charge here, what is it?
That's for the room service you had this morning, sir.
Room service? What room service? You'd better check your computer again because I think you're mistaking me for someone else. I met a client for breakfast at a restaurant this morning.
Oh, is that right? Let me straighten this mistake out right away.
Number 68. Where is the conversation taking place? Number 69. What seems to be the problem? Number 70. What did the man do in the morning?